set your pride and ego aside, face that demon, because it is going to be the greatest thing you ever go through, and God will have your back every step of the way.
Arise, champion! This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you. And we're going to help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up, call a friend, and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by my good friend, Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28% by comparison to 13 months ago. And I track it every single day with my Whoop Band. I feel more rested. I feel more recovered. And that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. All right, guys, man, it's exciting to be back here. Another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show, and we've got a special episode for you this week. It's actually going to be, I don't know if you guys follow me on social media. If you don't, it's at Weatherford5 on Instagram and official.steveweatherford on Facebook. But from time to time, I will post on those different platforms Mighty 300. Mighty 300 is essentially, it's a motivational devotional that I do with my son. We've been doing it for 15 months now. And it has really accelerated my ability to communicate, my ability to put together a message, and my ability to be able to deliver it. And I actually delivered a really strong message based upon my experience of reading this book called The Necessity of an Enemy. And I really believe that this is going to speak to you. If you feel like you're about to go into adversity, or you're in adversity right now, or you're just coming out of adversity, it's going to allow you to look at adversity from a different perspective. And really, the best analogy as I could give you is when you hear a roar out in the African Serengeti, there's only one animal that will run to that roar, and that's a lion. And that's what I'm calling you to be right now in this moment. I'm praying this podcast that you're going to listen to is going to be more than just words of me saying, but I believe that Holy Spirit is going to stir in you and allow you to have new eyes to see and new ears to hear. So with that being said, if you haven't left us a review, man, that helps so much. So pause this right now, leave us a review, take you less than 60 seconds. And every single time somebody leaves a review, it allows us to move up the charts. Every time somebody subscribes, it allows us to move up the list. So people who have never heard of the Steve Weatherford Show and never heard about the truth that we speak of, I don't care about getting famous. That's aside from the point. My mission purpose is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into every single home that I can, and I need your help to do it. So leave us a review, share this podcast episode with somebody that you believe that will speak to, somebody who is encountering an enemy right now, and it'll allow them to see that enemy for exactly what it is. It's an opportunity to step to your next level. So I love you guys. Thank you for letting me speak life into you, to encourage you, to stretch you, and to challenge you to be the best that God created you to be. So enjoy this episode, and I'll see you next week.
All right, family, man, welcome to Mighty 300. Excited to be here. I just wanted to welcome all of you guys. Whatever your expectation was of Mighty 300 this morning, not because of me, because of the God that we serve, double your expectation, because I truly believe that everything can change, and it only requires one drop from heaven for everything to change. So take out your phone and stand in the gap for somebody. Like, there's a reason that you're here this morning, and there's a reason when I said, hey, pull out your phone and text somebody. There's somebody that you thought of. So text that person right now. either text them my cell phone number, which is 949-7. Would you mind putting that in the chat? 949-763-5934 and tell them to text me Mighty. Or if you have, obviously you have the Zoom link right now, just send that to them, because I'm praying and believing that somebody's going to join on here late, that all of their tomorrows will change. So as you guys are signing on, we got, man, we got 200 people on here right now, man. Praise God. So I want to explain, I'm assuming a few of you guys are new this morning. This is Mighty 300. My son and I have been doing this for about 15 months now. We started probably 14 months now, right when the pandemic started. I was really unsure how to leverage the platforms that I had been given. You know, being a professional athlete, you know, having a larger social media audience, I wanted to utilize it for so much more than selling supplements and fitness programs. And God's really done a mighty work in me in the last 2 years. And and he's really shifted my heart away from, you know, what can I get to what can I give? And this has been one of the most supernatural accelerations in my faith walk, has been giving, because I've been forced to week over week really dive into the Bible and get with mentors so I can learn more about the promises of God and share them with you all. So Mighty 300 is a motivational devotional, and we get together every single Monday. So if you got your cell phone right now, like, put a reminder in your phone that goes off 10 minutes before we go live. And I promise you, this is not something that I'm like, oh, just passively, like, let me make a message up 20 minutes before. I put a lot of time and I put a lot of energy and I put a lot of resources into making sure that this is valuable, that this moves you forward in your life, that this changes the way that you think. Because I'm telling you what, right now, guys, if the only thing you do is change the way that you think and just shift your trajectory, shift your perspective, like, think about when a space shuttle takes off. The most important part of the takeoff has nothing to do with the actual space shuttle, and it has everything to do with the launching pad. So if you and I are, if our launching pad is off just by 1 degree, and we're aiming for something that's so far away, if we're off by 1 degree, we're not going to hit the moon. You know what my grandfather used to always tell me? He said, shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you'll still be among the stars. Well, I say squash that, man. Like, let's hit the moon. Let's hit exactly where it is that we want to hit. But in order for that to happen, week over week, it is so important for us to come together as a community to be able to share God's stories, for us to be able to share what God is doing in our life. Because what that does is that gives other men and women a chance to hope and wish and want that God will intercede in their life the same way that he has interceded in yours. So one thing we're going to get into, and I'm going to budget about 6 minutes for us to share God's stories. But before we do that, I would love to bless our time. I would love to invite Holy Spirit to be here with us to speak through me, so this message that I prepared will actually land for you. I'll tell you guys right now, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. And as a matter of fact, I never even graduated from college. I still have 9 credits to go. I'm 38 years old, man. My son's probably going to graduate college before I do. So wherever you're at, man, you might be in the gym, you might be in your house, you might be driving a car. If you're driving a car, don't close your eyes and bow your head. But if you're anywhere else, just pause, man. Like, let's just pause. Let's bring the level down a little bit, and let's just let Holy Spirit move amongst us. So bow your heads. Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, man, we just thank you for this incredible opportunity that we have to use technology to be able to come together, to be able to sing your name, to be able to praise your name, to be able to hope and wish and want so much that you're going to come in and just be an interruption in our life. And we're praying and believing for a renewal in faith. We're praying and believing that you're going to give us the eyes to see, that you're going to give us the ears to hear the word that you have for us this morning. We thank you so much for all of these men and all of these women from all over the world. I mean, I even read Liverpool. So we're just praying and believing that you're going to move amongst us, that you're going to open up heaven over each and every one of us right now. And you're going to speak to us. Not only will you speak to us, you're going to give us grace. You're going to give us peace as we encounter the adversities and the enemies that we're going to come up against this week. And we're praying and believing that we're going to see that adversity and we're going to see those enemies for exactly what they are. They are opportunities to grow. And the name of our message this week is the necessity of an enemy and how important it is to have an enemy in order for us to step into our next season. So we thank you, Lord. We love you for sending your only begotten son to this earth so we could receive grace, so we could receive peace, and so we can have purpose on this planet. So we thank you and we love you for the time that we have together. And we're praying and believing that you're going to multiply our efforts. You're going to multiply our talents. You're going to multiply our resources for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, guys, man, I love doing what we're doing right now, man. And I would love to hear some God stories.
Being said, I would love for you guys to raise your hand and get acknowledged and share what God is doing in your life. Dustin Umphrey, I love you, man. I'm going to ask you to unmute your mic right now and share with us what God is doing in your life.
What's up? Good morning, everyone. My name is Justin Umphrey. I'm a creative, passionate, loving leader. And most importantly, I am a warrior for the man most high, for the one most high.
Yes, you are.
You are.
All right. So I'm going to make this quick. I'm going to fly at like a 30,000 foot view. My God story begins back in August when I joined Mighty 300 for the first time, joined King's Council in October, baptized in December with the King's Council. Life has been good ever since. However, there was one thing that was still getting in the way and keeping me from really having that true connection with God and truly seeing myself for who I really am and what I am most capable of. And that is the topic that we speak of quite often, and that's addiction. And my one thing that happened to be was alcohol. So 2 months ago, the thing that was getting in my way, I decided to check myself into a 30-day treatment center. And God allowed me to see my rock bottom, gave me the opportunity to go down to that tunnel and all the darkness that was there. And what I realized at the time was God put a little flashlight in my back pocket. So while I was there, there was busted out that flashlight, started climbing up that ladder, and he allowed me to illuminate all those dark spaces in my life. And he said, as I was kind of waving that flashlight around, he said, "Hey, see that? That's your fear of rejection. See that? That's your fear of failure. See that? That's your need for approval. See that? That's that time back in your life, in your childhood that, is keeping you from thinking this way." And, when I climbed through the top of that ladder, got to the top, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And, I could see the light and I could see myself, who I am. And I could see myself in the image of God. And the greatest thing about that was, I was removing my false self. And, everything leading up to that point, my journey with God, my faith and everything like that, prepared me for that moment, those 30 days that I spent there. I truly, honestly believe that. So while I was there, there was no stress the entire time I was there. I was happy to be there every single day because I knew I was supposed to be there and I was communicating with God on a daily basis. It was just the most incredible, comforting feeling because I really believed I was supposed to be there. The people I met, the things I experienced, people ask me like, "Hey, when are you getting out, man? How many more days do you left?" I was like, I don't know. Don't care. I'm here today. That's all that matters. And I'm taking it one day at a time. And the reason why I bring all this up is, I needed to see my rock bottom. I have a lot of great things that were going on in my life with my marriage, my career, yada, yada, yada. But all that could have been taken away, boom, just like that. And I wasn't really maximizing my truest potential. And the reason why I bring this up is because if there's anybody who is, struggling with an addiction of any kind, I'm going to put my email in this chat. I want you to reach out to me. Set your pride and ego aside. Face that demon because it is going to be the greatest thing you ever go through and God will have your back every step of the way. Don't even question it any further. Take that step to recognize it. What's the word I'm looking for? Just surrender. Surrender to this and just admit it. Ask for help. And it will change your life and you will live the life that you want to live. And if you're sitting in that darkness with your addiction, I know how bad that sucks, and you want to keep it covered up, but I'm going to put my email in there. Please, please, please reach out to me. I'd love to chat with you further about it. And also, anybody here on the King's Council group and anybody in Mighty 300, they will always have your back as well. So that's that. Happy Monday.
I love you, Justin, man. That was so well
done. That's awesome.
I love the analogy that you used about the flashlight because that's something we talk about a lot in the King's Council. And it's about, like in the basement. I grew up in Indiana where we had basements, and I'm in Texas now, thank Jesus. But
One of the things that grows in the basement is mold. And one of the reasons it's able to grow is because there's no light down there, man. And I'm so proud of you, man, because I know that you've struggled with that for so long. And you've been a dear friend of mine for years and years. And I'm just so thankful that God brought you back into my life last year. And he is doing a mighty work in you. And now to see how you're making yourself available to stand in the gap for other men, it's unbelievable, man. And I'm so proud of you. I love you, cuz. Let's go. John Krause, man. Come on, man. Talk to me, brother.
How we doing?
Doing great, man. Tell me your God story.
So listen, so I wasn't prepared to share, wasn't going to share, but something you said, you know, the adversity piece, you know, when it comes into your life, that tapped on my shoulder right then and there to make me raise my hand. So, come on, man. Yeah, man. So my story is a story of exactly that. 6 years ago, my life was going great, you know, it was going great. Perfect wife, perfect family, got my degrees, loved my job. And then cancer struck. Okay. Mm. Cancer struck. And it was one of those moments where it was just like, I'm 38 years old. Why is this happening to me? You know, and I knew it wasn't God that gave that to me. I know God didn't give me cancer, right? But it was just that tap on the shoulder that said, hey, I'm here. I'm here. You're going to be just fine. And I latched onto my faith. I latched onto my community and in my mindset to be able to take the 30 days that I had to spend in the hospital. And from the get-go, I was like, I'm going to beat this. I've got too much to do. I've got way too much to do in my life to fall to this at 38 years old with three kids and one on the way. We found out a week before I was diagnosed. So that was the time where I was like, all right, I latched onto God. And there's testimony in that hospital where I felt Jesus coming to my body. I prayed and I felt the warmth of Jesus from my head all the way through my toes. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever felt in my life. It was, and if anybody's ever felt that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, just praise to Jesus, thank Jesus, and tell Jesus you love him. And that's all you got to do. But then cancer struck again just last year in 2020. So then it had me ringing like, what is going on here? You know, I had a relapse. And a lot came across my mind. It wasn't blame, though. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like anybody did this to me. It took me a couple days of being in the hospital to put myself in my mindset of there's something more that I need to do in this world. God needs me to do something bigger than I'm doing already, than I've been doing. So you know, it didn't come to me until, till after I got out again and beat cancer for the second time in a row.
Come on.
And now who wins, no losses, praise Jesus. But I got out of the hospital and I realized the fundraising I was doing for the Jimmy Fund wasn't it. I had to create an actual charity. And it was through the conversation with my wife about, you know, some of the donations we've been doing. She said, you know, John, you know, with that money, we should put it to the foundation. And I'm like, what's the foundation? We don't have one. I'm like, boom. It hit me like a jolt to the heart. Foundation. We need to create that 501c3. Something I was afraid to was too much to do before and no longer was. Instantly, I was like, that's what we have to do. That's what God wants us to do. We're going to create this charity and help a bunch of people who need it financially when they fall in hard times like I did in other situations. That was it. That's my God story. That's my God story. And then it fell into this King's Council like I never fell into anything before. So God bless you, Steve, for starting this. And I appreciate it. You know, every moment from this day forward that we've been together. And I can't wait to see what happens in our lives.
I love you, John. Thank you so much for sharing that message of hope, man, because I know that's a word for someone out there. We've got time for one more God story. If you can keep it inside of 60 seconds, Leroy Mobley, it's so good to see your face, man. I love you, cuz. Do me a favor and try to keep it tight so we can get to this message, man, but I definitely want to hear what you have to share.
All right, I want to keep this really, really tight. Good to see you, man. I literally was going through so many different things. Even till last night, I did not set my alarm. I said, God, if you want me to be here, wake me up.
Mm.
I woke up at 7:09, came into this call, 7:10, to share the God story from the Emerge conference.
Ooh, come on, man. I wish I was there.
I found out about it on Wednesday. God opened up my schedule supernaturally for 6 days.
Mm.
I was able to go there, be impacted, be able to impact, and God allowed me, by his grace, he gets all the glory, to take the team that I was on from 7th place all the way to 2nd place. And out of all 40 teams, he used me to be able to elevate and push my brothers forward. And it wasn't because it was about me getting the honor and me getting you know, the accolade of winning a kayak, which I did.
Come on, man.
But it was about using what God gave me to step out and to promote someone else. Yeah, so the God story is this. As men, God gives us opportunities to be able to promote others by using our gifts. And if we hold those back, we miss out on our own blessing. And as a man, that's what we're made to do. We are given gifts. As we promote others, God himself will bless us. Many other wonderful things coming. I have a conference that I have been putting together, a new album coming out, a new e-course. And God is using all these things as I step forward to help others. And that's my God story. Step out, promote others, and God will promote you.
Come on, Leroy. Thank you for sharing that, man. I love you, brother. Bro. So good to see your face and hear your voice, man. So I'm just going to get right into our message for today. And I had a dear friend of mine. His name is Patrick Clark, and he recommended a book to me because he knew what I have been going through in this past month. Now, if you guys follow me on social media or if you're in the King's Council, our legacy leadership coaching group that meets twice a week, you're pretty familiar with what's going on in my life. And I'm going to recap like the last 4 weeks of my life. I've moved from San Diego, California, which we love our church and we miss our friends there, but we truly believe that God was calling us to Texas, not calling us to Texas to save money or, you know, this, that, the other. And there was a man that came into my life. His name is Keith Kraft. When I was 11 years old, I got saved at a power team. I guess we call it concert. When I was 11 years old, and then, you know, I wasn't like we could follow him on Instagram at that point. And so he left my life, and, you know, I kind of clicked back into the ways of the world for the next 25 years. I retired from the NFL, moved out to San Diego with my family, and I actually, the event that Leroy is talking about, exactly 2 years ago this past weekend, I was there, and I was there with my 11-year-old son, and the main speaker just happened to be Keith Kraft. And it was just such a God moment for me because it was 25 years to the day. And not only was it like cool that that happened, but my son ended up getting saved that night as well. And so his divine fingerprint is on us in such a supernatural way. So that's the reason we moved to Texas. But with moving to Texas, even when you feel like God is calling you to a new season or to a new place or into a new job or into a new alignment or a new career, that's not gonna happen without adversity. Even when God is calling you to it, he will give you grace and he will make a way, but there are gonna be things that rise up against you. And so my friend Patrick Clark, knowing what I'm going through, he recommended this book to me called The Necessity of an Enemy. And I believe it's incredibly appropriate for us to share today. So in addition to like what's been going on in the last 4 weeks, I just kind of want to really quickly rattle off to you guys all of the adversities that have risen up against me, my family, my wife, my business, all in the last 4 weeks. So I'm having a baby in 7 days. So extraordinarily excited about that. But with that happening, my wife is not able to be physically as supportive as what she normally is. And so I need to up-level the man, the husband, the leader, the father that I am. And that's been really, really difficult for me because as soon as we moved to Texas, I hosted 4 events over the last 4 weeks, and I got shingles. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with shingles. I had no idea what it was, but it's actually something that happens to your body when you're under a great deal of stress. And so I was actually talking to my friend Patrick about it. He's like, dude, I'm just going to tell you what right now. He said, for everything that happens in the natural, there's a supernatural correlation. So it really got me to thinking, and he sent me this book, and I'm listening to the audiobook right now. I haven't finished it yet, but it's making everything that's happened in the last 4 weeks make incredible sense to me. And I want you guys to really place yourself in the position of like, what's rising up against you? So my marriage has been attacked in a major way. My identity has been attacked. I've never had, like, we had one of the biggest arguments that I've had with my wife about 2 weeks ago, to the point where like I was ready to go sleep in a hotel because her and I just couldn't get into alignment, in agreement. My identity has been attacked. You know, when things like that happen, you start to second guess. Like, I've always taken pride in the husband and the father that I am, especially in the last 2 weeks. I've been incredibly intentional that way, but it really forced me to second guess, like, am I really a good husband? Am I really a good father? And when your identity gets attacked, you start to second guess your calling. You start to second guess what you're doing with your life. Also, financial adversity. We had the IRS ended up pulling out $27,000 from my checking account without even like letting us know. And that happened at the same time that we're moving. We didn't even have money to pay the movers. Like, you know, you pay half of it when they pick it up and half of it when they get back, and we go to pay it. And we got hit for 27 grand the day before. I had $3,100 in my checking account. I'm about to have my sixth kid. $3,100 doesn't go too far. And we had to put a down payment on the place that we're renting. We had to put 2 months down. And so all these different adversities were coming up against us. And now my about 10 days ago, my godfather, they sent him home for hospice. His heart is only working at 20%. All of these things are happening. And I believe those enemies that were rising up against me were trying to stop me from getting to my next level. And so as I'm listening to this book, The Necessity of the Enemy, it really is starting to reveal to me in the Bible how all of the people that we know about, we would never know about if an enemy hadn't come up against them. And so before I tell you about who those biblical characters are, you guys are probably starting to think who they are, you know, people like David and Goliath. Like, David could never be King David if he didn't have a Goliath. But the forms of enemies can be a person, it can be a mindset, or it can be a situation. And I also think it can be an addiction. You know, much like Justin Humphreys was sharing, his life has never been better, but it wasn't until he was willing to encounter that adversity and really step into the fire and ask other mighty men around him. I'm like, hey, guys, like, I have a problem with alcohol and I can't beat it alone. I need to check myself into rehab. I need prayer. I need you guys. I need encouragement right now. And because he was able to come up against that enemy who had dominated him his entire adult life, he would never be to where he's at right now. So when we get into the arena with an enemy that we've tried to evade and kind of get away from, we can never be promoted into our next season. And that's really what I want you guys to think about is, think about your life in seasons. You know, like, what got you to this season is not going to be the thing that gets you to the next season. And a lot of us, when adversities or enemies rise up against us, we just try to get away from them. You know, and I'm 100% guilty of it. If you guys have heard my testimony, you've heard about all the different addictions I've had to pills, to porn, to sex, to money. I just have an addictive behavior. But it wasn't until I was able to systematically, one by one, encounter those enemies and then allow mighty men around me to speak life over me, to encourage me, that I was actually able to move past that. And now I'm taking this addictive behavior that I used to hate myself for, because I would see people, I would go and, you know, in college, you'd go have drinks with friends and like they were able to stop. And I was always the person that I would just bring it to the top level, even to the point where I would vomit and then I would puke and rally. How many of you guys know about puke and rally? Man, that was me, dude. Like, I would not stop until I was calling the dogs. And even after I called the dogs, I'd walk back in the bar and be like, who's got the tequila shot? It's time to reload the clip. Like, it's funny to think about it now, but that was me. And now that I've been able to systematically encounter these different enemies, I've been able to use my obsessive, addictive behavior into something that impacts other men in a supernatural way. And I'm not saying this to boast of myself. God is using me. I'm obsessed with Jesus. And for that reason, man, I believe that so many people are going to come to Jesus. I believe that so many people are coming to Jesus right now. And there's a lot of you guys that are joining us for the first time right now, because you might have heard me at a mastermind that I spoke at 3 days ago, Ryan Stueman's mastermind, the Million Dollar Mastermind. I believe that that was a place that the enemy was trying to stop me. He was trying to thwart my ability to speak truth. To speak, not my truth, to speak the truth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because of that, there were so many enemies that rose up against me in these past 4 weeks. I wrote some notes down here. For some of you guys, as you're thinking, well, like, well, I don't necessarily have addiction issues. Well, there may have been something that's happened in your past that you're still carrying with you. It's like a silent enemy, and it might be an enemy that nobody knows about. And for me, there was an enemy that nobody knows about. And that's because I was sexually abused when I was 12 years old, and I had so much shame and I had so much guilt that, man, nobody could really love me if they really knew what happened to me. Nobody could really love me if they knew how dirty that I was. And so for my whole life, ever since 12 years old, I've been struggling with my identity, like, in the most, like, righteous way, to the point where, like, I would go out and I would do these great things, you know, on the athletic field or philanthropically. And people would, you know, they would say, oh man, that's so great. You know, this, that, the other, but I could never receive what I didn't believe, because if they knew how dirty I was, if they knew the things that I did in college, or the things that I did to women in college, or the things that were done to me when I was 12, there's no way that they would want to be on a Mighty 300. And that was the lie that the enemy was telling me. And I truly believe this: when men can get to a place where they can show their scars, that is giving permission for other men to heal. But the enemy was telling me, don't ever tell anybody else what happened to you. Don't tell anybody what you did. Don't tell anybody the drugs that you put up your nose. Don't tell anybody the lies you told. Don't tell anybody the things that you've stolen. And that's a lie from the enemy, because the enemy knows that when we bring things into light, just like Justin Humphrey was talking about, you can heal those things. And once you heal those things, you can show those scars to other people, and that will allow them the opportunity to have hope and to be able to heal as well. One of the things I wrote down is, what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. And I'm thinking to myself, like, when that happened to me, I'm like, because I got saved when I was 11 with Keith Kraft, like I told you guys. But then something like that happened to me when I was 12. And I'm thinking, like, well, if God is real, how could God ever let something like that happen to a little boy? How could God ever let something like that happen? And kind of like John Krause was saying, like, I don't believe that God authors cancer. But I do believe this: I don't believe God will waste the opportunity to teach us and show us his love, his grace, his forgiveness, his power in spite of that. So I'd like to read for you four different scriptures that I believe will support really what I'm believing that is going to land for you, and how you're going to start to view the different persons that might be in your life that may be the enemy rising up. It might be a business partner. I have business partners who have stolen from me. I've had people in my life who have taken advantage of my generosity or my kindness, and really to the point where it makes you not want to be generous. It makes you not want to create alignments in business. And that's the enemy telling you that there's not a partner out there, telling you that people, all people will try to steal from you. The first verse that I'd like to read to you guys is 2 Corinthians 4, 15 through 18. All this for your benefit, so that the grace is reaching more and more people, that this will cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. When I was 12 years old, I didn't think there was any way that God could use what happened to me to help other men and to help other women to heal. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. But now I'm seeing, in retrospect, God's grace, God's power, God's forgiveness. And this is 4:16. Therefore, do not lose heart. Through outwardly, we are wasting away, yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and the momentary troubles are achieving us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen in this life is temporary. Addiction is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Second verse I'd like to read to you is also from 2 Corinthians. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so Christ's power may rest on me. And I believe this is really showcasing the power of testimony, because the enemy doesn't want us to talk about what was done to us or what we've done. But when we do, when we drop our nuts, and I'm sorry, there's a couple kids on here, but when we drop our stones, and we speak about what's happened to us, that is the place where God's grace can be made powerful and visible to other people. But if we don't align ourselves with other men, if Justin Humphreys doesn't receive mentorship and help by going to rehab and really trying to figure out, like, I don't have an alcohol problem, I have a rejection problem. Until you and I get to the root of what it is that we're really struggling with, these different coping mechanisms are going to continue to dominate us. The third verse that I wanted to read, and this was the scripture that I read to myself every single day last year. It's Romans 5, 3 through 5. Not only this, but we rejoice in our sufferings, You know, like last year when Justin Humphries was really going through it and really struggling through alcohol addiction, he chose to rejoice in his sufferings, knowing that your suffering produces endurance. Meaning, like, when we go through something, if we can have a positive attitude and thank God for what we're going through right now, God will build up our capacity. He will build up our endurance to withstand that. And the second part of that is that perseverance will lead to character, meaning if we rejoice in our suffering, we'll get stronger, but we're going to build character because God gives us two assignments. He wants us to give men something to respect and give God something to work with. And unless you rejoice in that suffering, it's not going to build the perseverance and the endurance, and it's not going to build the character. And the character builds hope, not hope just for us. When other people hear the story of Justin Humphrey getting in the arena with the thing that dominated his life, it was crushing his marriage, it was crushing his identity, it was crushing his career. Until you get in the arena with that and dominate that with other people's help and God's grace, it won't give hope to other people because you can't win. And the last part of that verse is, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And the Holy Spirit is God, the Father, Jesus. They're all the same thing. That's the Trinity. That was given to us. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to earn it. We just have to receive it. And the key to that, guys, and this is the part that I had to learn, is rejoicing in your suffering, seeing the enemy for exactly what it is. The enemy is a stepping stone for you to reach your next season, like we talked about earlier. And the last verse that I want to read to you guys, and then I have examples from the Bible of different men who are able to step into a new season of anointing. And it's the only reason that we know of them is because of their enemy. This is from Romans 8:11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because his spirit lives in you. And that was like the thing that I just kept saying to myself during my physical problems of shingles over this past month is like, if there is the Spirit of God that created me, I know that he could heal me of my shingles right now. And I believe that there's a reason that he's not coming down from heaven and just healing my shingles. And so I chose to rejoice in that suffering and lean into it because I know that my next level was right there. And I believe that my next level was achieved, or at least the first step to it was achieved on Friday night when I stepped into a secular room of 600 entrepreneurs. I had no energy. Because typically that's my number one thing. But the devil doesn't attack your weaknesses. He attacks your strength. And the number one thing I was like hung my hat on was my energy. Like when I walk into a room, that's the thing that people tell me that they love about me the most. Man, when you walk into a room, dude, the atmosphere just shifts. And so just think about how scared I was backstage when I had no energy and I'm about to walk onto a stage of 600 entrepreneurs that I don't know whether or not they're going to boo me off of the stage. And I don't know whether or not I'm going to be able to share my testimony the way it deserves to be shared because I don't have any energy. So this verse really spoke to me. So right now I want to share with you examples of enemies that have elevated biblical men into their next season of influence. And the first one I want to talk about just really quickly was Pharaoh. You know, think about if there was no Pharaoh, you and I would never know about Moses. And if you and I never knew about Moses, where's the Ten Commandments? Like, how will you and I know, like, what a Christian's supposed to do and not do? If Pharaoh hadn't came up against Moses and Moses wouldn't have seen it for what it was, we wouldn't know who Moses is. Another one is, and this is one of my favorite biblical guys, and it's Samson. Samson was like the biggest, strongest dude on the block, man. You know, and he was the guy, if you guys aren't familiar with the story, he was a guy that drew his power from his hair. And he was able to kill so many Philistines in his first season. And then there was somebody, an enemy, that came into his life that convinced him to cut his hair. And that was Delilah. So if it wasn't for Delilah, Samson wouldn't have stepped into his second season. And his second season is the reason that we know him, because he was just a warrior before that happened. But after that happened, that's when he killed a ridiculous amount of Philistines to be able to take territory in God's name. And the last one I want to talk to you guys about is probably one of the most famous stories from the Bible, and that was David. David was he was herding sheep. And if it wasn't for Goliath coming up and saying, "Is there no one that wants to come up against me?" And everybody was like, "Yo, bro, I'm not fighting some 9-foot dude. This guy's got 30-inch biceps, and there's no way that any one man could defeat him." But because David believed that God had a plan for him, he willingly stepped into arena with the biggest, strongest person, literally, that's probably ever walked the planet. But because of God's grace and his plan for him, he was able to beat this guy, not with the sword, not with the shield. He had like a little slingshot, and he hit that guy right in between the eyes, and he went down. And it wasn't because David was like some super good shot. God guided that rock. And because of that, that's why we know King David, not David the goat herder, King David, one of God's favorite chosen people. But you can't step into God's anointing and God's favor until you step up against an enemy. This is one other thing that I wrote down. I wanted to make sure that I shared with you is only God can give purpose to your pain. And I'm believing that so many people that signed on this morning in one way, shape, or another are experiencing pain right now. They're experiencing an enemy who they haven't been able to defeat. And I'm just inviting you guys to invite God into what you're struggling with right now. And just like Justin Humphrey, like share that with other people. Because when you share that with other people, you're allowing other people to take their flashlight and help you to identify what it is that you're struggling with. Because Justin Humphrey thought like, well, alcohol's the reason that I'm being torn down. And then once he got in the arena with other people and started to share what he was struggling with, he actually found out like the reason I'm using alcohol is because I'm experiencing such a huge amount of rejection. And that was the same thing for me. Alcohol, drugs, money, achieving. It's because I felt rejected. I have an amazing father and I honor my father, but because my father had a father that didn't honor and encourage him the way that he needed, he was the same father to me that his father was to him. And I experienced such a massive amount of rejection in addition to what happened to me at 12. Like, I had no identity, man. I was just being washed around by the waves of life. So I know we're 13 minutes over, and I apologize for that. And these are the last two things that I want to share with you. And I double-checked this in the Bible to make sure that this was biblical. But when you become a Christian, you get a target on your back. And I believe that when you become a Christian and Jesus Christ lives inside of you, I believe that the attack is on. And if you look in the Bible, there is not one time was there a recorded record of spiritual attack happening to Jesus Christ. Not one time, but it wasn't until John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ, and it was revealed to everyone that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he was sent to earth for a purpose, just like you and I were sent here for a purpose. And when you and I receive Jesus to come live inside of us, just understand the game is on, and understand that people are going to be dispersed, situations are going to be dispersed, addictions may be dispersed upon you. But those are the things that are stopping you from your next level. I believe that if I would have got my stuff together 10 years ago, I believe that I would be further along in this season, or I would be on to my next season. But because I didn't, I was stuck there. And it was just a hamster wheel of addiction, a hamster wheel of coping mechanisms. Is that making sense to you guys? I know we're a few minutes over. Can you guys give me some thumbs up if this is making sense to you?
Perfect so tie sense.
A bow on this, guys. I want you, as you're moving through life, as you're moving through your Monday today, I want you to view the enemy for exactly what it is. The enemy is an opportunity for you to reach your next level. Justin Humphrey, I'm so proud of you. Leroy, thank you for sharing that. John Krause, thank you for sharing your God stories. And I just wanted to honor all 200-plus men and women who are on here this morning who want their next level. And I'm telling you right now, press in, lean in, because God has an anointing for you. God has a purpose for you. And it's on the other side of that pain. And you going into the basement and putting light on the mold and bringing the things out of the darkness and into the light so God can heal those things. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you, guys, man. Hey, set that reminder in your phone for next Monday. Ryan Zeick, it's good to see you, cuz. Set the reminder in your phone. And here's the assignment, guys. Take your phone out right now and take a picture of the screen. If you have an Instagram account, if you have a Facebook account, stand in the gap for somebody. Take a picture of this and write some notes and share with people what you learned this morning and what is being revealed to you through God's presence here on Mighty 300. I am so honored. Literally, it is the ultimate desire of my heart to be used by God. And I believe that God is using the Mighty 300 in a supernatural way, not for me, not just for you, for other people, for God's children. So I thank you guys. I honor you guys. And I'm gonna pray ourselves out of here, man, if that's good. Amen. Austin Highland, it's good to see you, mighty man.
Good to see you too, Steve.
The Holy Spirit, we thank you. We love you for being thank such you, a good, good father, for giving us the promises of God, for giving us an opportunity to be able to step into your purpose for our life. And thank you for the reminders that come to us through relationships like the ones that we have on Mighty 300. We're just praying and believing, Holy Spirit, that you're just going to continue to surround us, continue to give us protection, continue to give us provision in the name of Jesus. And we're believing that all of these things will work together for good. And we believe in the promises of the Bible. When you say there is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It doesn't say no weapon formed against us will force addictions. It doesn't say no weapon formed against us will make us feel shame, will make us feel dirty. It says that won't prosper. So we thank you for the promises of God. We thank you for being a good, good father. And we thank you for being an undefeated King of Kings. We thank you and we ask you to bless us, to bless our families, to bless our businesses, to bless our bodies, all in the name of Jesus. And we promise to give you all the glory. In your name, we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen.
I love you guys. I apologize. I went a little bit longer today, and I hope that it was worth you. Tag me on social media. Anybody that tags me on Instagram story, I'm going to save all of them, and I'm going to repost them on Instagram story. If you guys tag me on Facebook, it's Steve Weatherford on Instagram. It's at Weatherford5. Send my cell phone number, 949-763-5934. Send that to somebody, because every single morning I send out a message of encouragement, a message of hope, and I would love to be able to send that to people who you care about in your life. I love you, and I'll see you guys next Monday.
Man, have a great day, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
The man, champion.
All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed that podcast episode, The Necessity of the Enemy. If you haven't joined us for Mighty 300, it's absolutely free. I host it every single morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you text message me, I'll even send you a reminder with the link. So if you're listening to this right now, text 949-763-5934 and text me the word mighty, and I will auto respond back to you with the private Zoom link. And I'll also text message you 10 minutes before we go live Monday morning. So it's good to set a reminder in your phone or put it into your schedule, but I'll also give you a text message reminder. I would love to have you there. My son would love to have you there. We'd love to speak life into you and just be able to have a more consistent relationship with you, so we can connect with you, so we could challenge you, and so we could stretch you to your next level. I love you guys. And also, one more thing I wanted to mention is June 7th, we're hosting Upgrade Your Human. I went and lived with Wim Hof in Poland. If you guys don't know who he is, you need to learn who he is. He is a human optimizer. I mean, he's got this breathing technique where we're gonna bring people in. We've only got 50 spots. We're gonna bring people in from all over the country. A lot of our King's Council members will be there, and we're gonna do some adversity training. We're gonna do some mindset training. We're gonna do some cold plunge therapy and be able to teach you the next level, pro level mindset tricks that I utilized when I was in the National Football League. I mean, you think about it, guys, I only played 4 plays a game. And so I really had to mentally condition myself to be able to step into the arena with 100,000 people screaming for me to screw up. Maybe I'm in Foxborough or maybe I'm in Philadelphia. And those people are not big fans of the opposing team, especially in Philadelphia. But my point to mentioning that to you is I want to teach you what I've learned over 10 years in the National Football League from a mindset mindset standpoint, and I want to actually not just tell you and teach you, but I actually want to get my hands on you real time and walk you through what this process is like and how you can take tools, tactics, strategies, and take them home to your marriage, take them home to your business, take them home to your life, and really, really reach your next level of self-leadership, because that's what this thing is about. Everybody wants to read a bunch of leadership books. Well, how about self-leadership? That's what we're getting into in Upgrade Your Human. And our mission statement for Upgrade Your Human is to support you in civilizing your mind, making savage your body, and awakening your spirit. We're going to put the link to that event in the show notes. And even if you can't make it to Tampa on June 7th, that's okay. I want you to go check this website out and see what it's all about. And then we're also text message me, because next time we're coming into a city near you, I'm going to send you a text message. And my cell phone is actually the number one place to get priority for all of the events that I do. Emails and social media is actually the last place that I go. And the reason that I do that is I don't want a bunch of yahoos showing up at Upgrade Your Human thinking it's somewhere they can get autographs and take a picture with a Super Bowl winner. It's not about that at all, man. I want to be your coach. I want to be your mentor. I want to be your friend. And I want to help you get to your next level. We can do all the selfies after that. So text me 949-763-5934. Click the link in the show notes to get the website for Upgrade Your Human. And I hope to meet you soon. God bless. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind-the-scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.